I was blown away the first time I heard Todd. He is a masterful songwriter, a very genuine singer as he brings his songs across, and a great picker and just an all-around great guy. He has a new album called Your Reflection Will Kill You. It's an interesting title. I'm going to need to ask him about that. What's neat is it's a concept album meant to be listened to pretty much from start to finish. We'll talk a little bit about that. I'm sure Todd will play a song or two from it, maybe from some other recordings too. But let's just get started with him. Here's Todd Birch.
A mess. Every day was a test, and I'd fail like a fool who just daydream in school. But now that I'm old, I look back on my past, just me and my dad making the best with what we had. With two legs in one sack, we seemed to sync up like that, but we'd always fall flat on our faces. Then we'd go back, back, back to the races. In a three-legged race, the winner takes all, and the losers are left with a sack made of burlap. There's no time to nap, so condition yourself, and if you win, you can fight as to which one of you gets the prize. But Dad and I, we were one close peas in our pod who had gotten the nod from the god of good losers. Then we'd go back, back, back to the races. We'd go back, back, back to the races. Back. I'm on, I need to find me a way to go it alone in this race. I've gone from kicking the can to so close to the bucket that I look back on my life and I say, I know this place. I go back, back, back to
Todd Birch, that's the first song, the opening song to the album, Your Reflection Will Kill You. And that's a brave album title. In fact, Todd simultaneously released two albums, one a rock album, from 1986.
Yeah, so the rock album, the rock album was never released. I was signed to a label and I was going to WVU in the 80s there. My final year was 86 at West Virginia University. And I got signed to this label, Hardwade Records, in San Francisco. Long story short, they paid for a record, and the deal kind of just went south. It was never released, and I spent years trying to get it back. And just last year, they actually sent me those tapes. And here we are 32 years later. I decided to release my first ever solo album. It's wildly different from Your Reflection Will Kill You.
Well, but Your Reflection Will Kill You is not a bad title for a 1986 rock album.
Yes, that's true. and it ties into that. And really, you know, it all ties in. Actually, the decision to release my very first album along with this new acoustic record that's you know, pretty far away from rock and roll as you can get, is a folk album. No drums or anything. But it kind of like led me to that title. I was going to call it Your Reflection, and I realized that it could get lost on the online. It was hard to nail down. So that was a line from one of the songs on the album, Your Reflection Will Kill You, and it kind of fit with releasing this old stuff as well. And it's kind of tongue in cheek. But
yeah, it's a good title. it took me a minute to commit it to memory, but I think about looking in the mirror and sometimes. The way that makes me feel.
Right. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So it can be many things, can it?
So Todd is at Club Cafe tonight. And just I want to be there's a number of local shows coming up in October. Penn Hills, Alcoa Center. We'll give you the dates. Harmony at the Great Bottle Brush Gallery. Harmony in the House. Those are all in within the first 2 weeks of October. We'll let you know when those are. Get a pencil or open up a little RAM in your head. You'll be able to get those. There's so much I want to catch up with, but let's head into another song.
Okay, I'll do a here's a West Virginia song for you. And
Todd's from Parkersburg, by the way, if you didn't know that.
Yes, Parkersburg, West Virginia. This is a song called Wood County Man. My granddad worked the dirt till the road came through and cut it in two. Now my backyard's getting cut in two. Hoping it'll bring some new folks through. I once met a traveling Texas band. They drove Route 50 to the one night stand. They said, "Your hills are so pretty, they're awesome and grand." Said, "It must be great to be a Wood County man." But when I was young and still in school, my hometown was far from coal. And everything I thought I had to understand could not be taught by a Wood County man. Out west and started living a lot, thinking fast to get through all my new thoughts. The music was loud and the women all fast, but I was only happy while thinking about my past. Yeah, it took a lot of trouble in a faraway land to make me want to be a Wood County man. City makes a man age so fast.
seems like the doctor just slapped my slap in a blink and you're old and gray. Wondering how the heck time slips that way. But when I was young and still in school, my hometown was far from cold. Took a lot of trouble in a faraway land to make me want to be a Wood County man. Took a lot of trouble in a faraway land to make me want to be a Wood County man. To make me want to die a Wood County man. Can find a way to save this land and put it into some honest hands. Hand it on down to my newborn son. He can grow up to be a Wood County man.
That's a great song. I don't recall hearing that song before. Is that
that's from 2003, I believe. They were cutting. They were. I looked out my office window there when I lived over by City Park in Parkersburg, and I could look out the office window there, and they were blasting away the hillside and they were putting a new corridor through. Basically, it bypassed Parkersburg. They were, you know, talking about when they were selling it to everybody, they were talking about how it would bring more people to Parkersburg and basically just bypass the downtown. And
that was, I remember that, sort of an economic, an enterprise zone or something like that.
Yeah. And the bridge goes over Blennerhassett Island. There was a big, you know, people were bummed out about that with wildlife and all that. And I just started thinking about Route 50, and which was just a block over from our house there where we lived. And all the places that it took me. And I thought about my granddad years ago. Probably when I was a kid, my granddad told me about what was once Route 21 through West Virginia. They're going through the Parkersburg-Marietta area, connecting Parkersburg to the Marietta area, Ohio area. They cut his farm in two, you know, and when they put a road through there. So all those things are kind of, you know, from my granddad to my boy, they're all kind of like merged together in that song.
I just finished a book, Bakerton Towers, I believe is the name of it. I hope I'll check that if I got it wrong. But it takes place in a fictitious but very realistic coal town in Pennsylvania, and pretty much takes you from the 50s to the aughts and the economy around coal. It actually starts in the 40s because there's a bit of World War II in it, too. But just how the town changes over time and eventually becomes very genericized as Main Street gets boarded up and replaced by big box stores. And it's a very realistic book. And the towers are tipple from the coal, the towers referred to in the book.
Right.
Well,
that sounds interesting. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, I'll find, I think it's Jennifer Haugh, H-A-U-G-H, if I'm pronouncing it right. I'll get that all right. I very, very often start talking about things before I realize I probably should have the data in front of me. speaking of which, the Penn Hebron Garden Club is where you will find Todd on October 10th. And on the 11th, he'll be at Steamworks Creative at Alcoa Center, which is in the New Kent area, October 12th, Friday, at the Bottle Brush Gallery Harmony in the House series. We just put up a picture of Todd on our Facebook page and linked to his Facebook page. You can also go to his website, Todd Burge, B-U-R-G-E, is how you spell Todd's name, and you'll find all the particulars on these shows there. What are you fixing to do next?
Yeah, I'm thinking, should I do another West Virginia song or should I do a love song to my dog? I'll do the dog song. It's early. This is a song I wrote when I realized that my dog wasn't as bad as some others out there.
Oh, I love this song. Who knew, right?
Yeah, who knew? My friend's pup just threw up in the kitchen by the door. That bad boy sure ain't good with his number two falling on my floor. Who knew that you, good dog, I didn't know. When I whistle, you do come with a steady pace, no matter where from, and you sit there so politely and wag your tail while I strum, and I think, who knew that you, hey boy. The bone I found underground was not in your lost and found. Took me 6 years to get a clue, but for you it seemed like 42. Who knew that you, good dog, hey boy, hey boy, hey boy.
I hope it's okay. Ricky and I've sung that to cats before. I thought you probably thought we were going to say to each other, but no.
Yeah, right.
We've sung that to the cats.
I love that.
Yeah, it's who knew you were the good cat, because we had two cats actually, and one was a little more polite and friendly than the other one.
You find out sometimes, and it's all relative, isn't it? You know?
Absolutely. Before I forget, boy, did I mess up that author's the book title as well as the author's name. It's Jennifer Hay, H-A-I-G-H. The book is called Baker Towers,
right.
And it's a terrific book. It does take place in a place called Bakerton. It's just all the ethnicity of the miners are talked about, particularly Italian and Polish people. And it's really, I think you would probably like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'll look into that. Thank you.
Todd Burge is here. ToddBurge.com is how you can find out more about his music. He's got a brand new CD out called Your Reflection Will Kill You. I love how you describe it as a 38-minute song, just from start to finish. I used to love to listen to albums that way. And folks,
yeah, I still do. I like to listen to albums through, especially on the road. I think this album will get me to Cambridge, Ohio, yeah, or whatever, you know. And I like listening to them through. And I like thinking about them being listened to all the way through, even though I know a lot of people don't. It's not like you wouldn't enjoy the songs.
Well, you'd enjoy them, yes.
Yeah, on their own, but they, in my head, they all kind of blend one into the next, you know.
Yeah, it's good to be able to do that. And the CD is out and available, right?
You can get it. It will be out November 2. But you can pre-order it right now.
Okay,
on my website. Yeah.
I'm honored that we have an advance copy
of it. Yeah, you get
an
advance.
ToddBurge.com, and it also features Ryan Kennedy and John Ingram and Don Dixon on it, too.
Yeah, so Ryan Kennedy is he's known as an electric jazz player, but he's a Mountain Stage guitar player, one of the two guitar players on Mountain Stage, the NPR, the radio show. And when I would be backstage, he always had this nylon string guitar in the back room, and he's playing, and it's just beautiful. So I started imagining, you know, that I have this love for nylon string guitar, you know, through, you know, Willie Nelson, goes back to Roger Miller, and he's a master, real master at it. And then John Ingram is known as an electric bass player, but I saw him playing with Bob Thompson of Mountain Stage, playing upright bass. And so the three of us I just wanted to see what the three of us could do. Don Dixon recorded it, and, you know, people might know him from James McMurtry or Joan Baez or REM. He brought his mobile studio into my home, and we recorded it just right there in my little studio downstairs, real casual, and took a couple days. It's a live thing.
So there's a video on your website of I think it's Don't Water My Whiskey
Down. Yeah, Don't Water My Whiskey Down's on the website, yeah.
And that's a good video.
Yeah.
In fact, we were looking at that yesterday, and I said, boy, I hope the album's like this. And then I listened to the album.
That is the album,
yes,
yeah.
I said, it's a match.
Richard Anderson from Baltimore is doing a documentary. I'm helping him with some music on a documentary about a town in Auburn, West Virginia, about how the oil industry has changed that town. It kind of falls into line with what we were talking about, this book you mentioned, and how it's changed the face of that town. And I'm going to help him do some music for that. And then he came to he spent the whole 2 days with us when we recorded this. So we have this whole album on video, and it's really well done. I mean, he's done some fine documentary work, Richard Anderson. But so I'm excited to kind of, you know, release some videos along with it and have that out there too. You know,
this is something regarding Todd that I've always admired about him is the authenticity and just the thoughtfulness behind the music that he creates. And watching that video, which was as it was like having you guys in our living room,
yeah.
And then, frankly, you know, the thought in my head was, "Boy, I hope this didn't get screwed up in the studio."
You know, you're right. Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
That sounds mean spirited, but
no,
sometimes
I know exactly
things
what you mean.
Morph a little bit. But
yeah.
No, it's every bit as pure and I don't mean electrified necessarily. I just mean sometimes the studio will. Squeeze
a life out of a song,
of
yeah. Or, you know, there's no life to begin with because of the studio. I've been there. I've been all around that, and really working with Don Dixon, he's a master at capturing live performances, and so our job was to rehearse and get ready for Don to come in and just he knows how to capture it and make it, and so it sounds just like what you get there. So yeah, if you go on the website, you'll see how it went down.
Yeah, I wish you could have seen the look of delight on my face when I had the video playing, and then I fired up the album, and they happened to be playing at the same time, and I said, "Oh, good."
Yeah, right. Well, okay,
it's
that
a match.
Makes me happy because you're basically. Well, this is the first radio show I've done since we started talking about this album. I mean, it's so new. This is just like 5 weeks ago we recorded it.
Woo.
So, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. Todd Burge is here. The new album is called Your Reflection Will Kill You. He's got a host of other albums. There's albums for kids. There's a great album with songs about animals. There's a whole slew of them. Go to toddburge.com to learn more about his repertoire, which includes a ukulele.
That's true. And yeah, there's one song on. I'm going to do one song off of Your Reflection Will Kill You. Years ago, when I was in high school, I worked at a concrete plant, you know, for some extra money and gas money and all that in Parkersburg in my summers and through college. I got to know the drivers, the truck drivers there, and one in particular, he liked to call deer hunting. He called it dropping meat.
I'm looking at all the song titles, and I'm trying to think, what song is this going to be?
So this is a blend of his story and some family stories of my own. So. Valley, 80 miles from my home, sits a family cabin with 12 beds and a buck stove. There's a deer head on the wall beside the bear, beside the elk. They didn't see it coming, didn't know to ask for help. The freezer in the cellar holds frozen calls of the wild. Thaw it, cook it, it'll energize us all. Pap and uncle, the cousins and me are locked and loaded to the tee. The whole nine yards is begging to be popped off in the trees. Rise and shine, it's killing time. Tree stand, making things a bit unfair. Runny nose, frozen toes, makes me wish I was back there. Back at work, griping about my boss, having a laugh at his expense, while wishing I was in some tree. Dream and bow, dropping meat.
I'm not fond of drawing comparisons between artists, but I'm going to do it because the one I'm going to compare you to is legendary and. You've got a little bit of John Hartford in you.
Yeah, I hear that.
Really thought about it until now. It's partly the range of your voice, but it's also the whimsical nature of your songs that can go from deep and serious to deep and serious with a little fun in them at the same time. I never thought about that until
just now.
Well, I'm fine
with it. I'm fine with it. I love his music.
I miss him. There's so many great videos of him that are available to watch that are fun. And you should know that Todd is not clogging as he plays. I'll bet he could. I'm not going to ask him to.
Not like John did. It'd be off rhythm. It'd be kind of like I'd be clogging to one song and playing another.
No, but I think it's partly – it takes a lot of talent to sing as you're singing to the music you're playing and kind of to escape the boundaries of the music with your voice and then to come back, which reminds me of his style a bit.
I appreciate you saying that.
Todd Burge, spelled just like Urge with a B in front of it, Todd Burge. Look for his music at toddburge.com, please, or at his Facebook page, which I think is Todd Allen Burge.
Actually, it's Todd Burge.
Todd Burge.
The Allen Burge one is my personal page. You can be friends with him personally, too. I kind of separated the two. If you just look for Todd Burge, you'll find my Facebook page.
There you go.
Yeah.
Allen is your middle name.
That's right.
Okay.
It's real.
That'd be interesting to just pick any old middle name.
It's actually.
He's winding up and preparing.
Okay.
The harmonica's back.
So So here's this song makes me happy, but it's pretty dark. So it's just like we like it.
Before you play, tremolo, or I don't remember that as much. Is that new? I like it.
Oh, I've been doing it. I do it more recently here, I guess, on this album. But it's just I kind of anchor the flesh of my hand on my guitar, and it keeps it still, and it's my middle finger doing the tremolo. And actually, I saw Willie Nelson doing it a few years back, and I've kind of gotten aware.
So it's just your, I was thinking it was your ring finger, too. Just your middle finger.
Just the middle finger hitting the strings a certain way.
Oh, it's because I'm seeing the angle I'm at. That's a really...
It's a fun little thing.
Yeah, it is. It'd be hard to learn how to do that.
Okay. So here's a song called I'll Never Make It Out of Here Alive. I'll never make it out of here alive. But I kick and scream and fool myself with the lie that I'll survive. But I'll never make it out of here alive. I look for some distraction to lift me up above the real action. The good times combined make up a small fraction of what's really real with this living deal. I'll never make it out of here alive. But I kick and scream and fool myself with the lie that I'll survive. But I'll never make it out of here.
That's also on the forthcoming album, Your Reflection Will Kill You, and Todd Burge performing that. I didn't realize tonight there's actually four songwriters all together at Club Cafe, and it's an early show, so you can get home by bedtime. In addition to Todd, Tom Briding, and I don't know Michael Iafrate.
I Afraid. He's a Wheeling writer, Wheeling, West Virginia. That's right.
And another, I think, Wheelingite, Joe Zalek.
Yeah, I'm not sure where he's from. I'm going to meet him for the first time tonight. Looking forward to playing with these guys. Yeah, it is. It's an early show, 6:30 Club Cafe. I haven't been there for a while and looking forward to it.
Yeah, he played with the Gathering Field, but it mentioned that he is a performer at Jamboree in the Hills, so I jumped to Wheeling, but he may also play in Pittsburgh. But that show, doors open at 6 and the show starts at 6:30. I suspect it'll be round robin style.
We're going to do each of us will do like a 15-minute set, short set, and then we'll do a round. Love to see you there.
That should be a lot of fun for, I suspect, Tom is great to see, and yeah. I haven't seen the other two yet, but I suspect it's a good show.
It'll be good.
Todd Burge is here. We probably have time for two or three more. Your choice. I don't want to wear you out.
You've got
a busy day.
Okay, great. This is another one. This is another one off of Your Reflection Will Kill You called Born Again. Actually, I do these workshops, these songwriting workshops, once a month in Marietta, Ohio at the stage door there. The first Wednesday of each month, we get together. It's called the Song Colony, and we get it's a group of anybody's welcome to come in, even if you're not a songwriter. I tell people, if you're not a songwriter, you'll probably end up leaving one. This woman brought this idea in, and we all kind of worked on it. And we throw an idea at the end of each session. We throw an idea out there, and we come back and kind of compare what we came up with. Her phrase was broken down and born again. And so that's this song. Laura Belcher came up with the title, and Born Again. New morn's like being born, but the weight of a day can snuff all life away. The weight of a day can snuff all life away. I had a dream I was in the womb, listening to my mother's tomb, but a bump in the night had me coming to. A bump in the night brought on the light of truth. You must die a little bit before you're born again. You're broken down, but then you'll born again. Oh. When I read the good book, I was way too young. I started out smart, but I ended up dumb. The words went in, but they never did come out. I got all mixed up, they never fell out of my mouth. You must die a little bit before you're born again. You're broken down, but then you'll be born again. My heroes are dead and gone. The other half forgot what side they're on. Life goes on, but the dead, they do too.
try to be your hero. If you try to be mine too, you must die a little bit before you're born again. You're broken down, but then you'll be born again.
Todd Burge, Born Again. Bruce writes, Todd Burge is really great. Is he related to Rachel Burge?
No, but we have met, and we actually did not a workshop, but we went into a class in Kanawha County, West Virginia, as part of the West Virginia Music Hall of Fame has a series where they'll take musicians and anybody has a job in the music industry, there'd be a stagehand or somebody that's in marketing or whatever, and go into the schools and have career days. And Rachel and I were part of one of those last year, and we met and played some music together, and it's kind of fun.
Yeah,
being
it's
Burges
probably,
and never having met, you know.
Yes, two Burges, one stage. Yeah.
Right.
We probably overestimate. We have about. About 8 minutes of radio time, which is one or two songs, depending on your pleasure. You don't have to use 8.0 minutes.
All right. You can,
I just want to be sure.
Well, let's do it. Okay. Is it late enough in the day I could do the Don't Water My Whiskey Down?
Oh, of course.
Let's do that.
Of course.
It's the story of my family history. Now I'll never get back what they once thought of me. Up to now it's all been made up make-believe that I've told so many times I started to believe it too. Don't water my whiskey down. A hoax, it rode here on a boat like a huddled up mass that screwed up the winning pass in a championship game where no one knows your name, but aren't we all to blame as we all call the play? I don't water my whiskey down. Was a river and I was a duck, I'd sink down to the bottom, I would never come back up. Swim with the fishes, way too wasted to speak. Tell them all my secrets, let my soul spring a leak. Don't water my whiskey. Thank you. need something stiff, so give me something strong. I fill it to the brim, I need to feel it going down. Burning in my belly, then burning in my head. Burning up a ghost of a yesterday that is dead. I don't water my whiskey
So glad you did that song. That's you just keep evolving and changing, and it's really a lot of fun. Every time I get a chance to hear you and see you,
I try to keep it interesting for myself and hopefully everybody else. You know,
I want to thank all our guests from today, including the great 14-year-old singer-songwriter that was on earlier, Gabriella Salvucci. She did a terrific job. Dan Griffin of the Allegheny County Regional Asset District. Martin Swinger talking about his house concert tomorrow at Jim and Eloise's Friendship House Concert Series. And Noel Conover from Matt's Makerspace. And I think Todd's going to play us out. You got a little ditty. Thank you for listening, and we'll look for you next week here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Well, thanks, everybody. Here's a song about all the things that I probably have forgotten or want to forget. And back when I was going to school at West Virginia University, it's fresh. It's kind of like in league with today's headlines.
Was it in the spring or early last summer when I ran into baby Ray? We were trying to remember all the good old times that left us so old and in the way. He said, I'm like an old shirt that you can barely wear, but you squeeze your fat coat in it anyway. Seems I threw my diploma instead of my cap and blew what the future had in store for me. Hey, baby Ray, I think I miss your laughing face and the good old days, us living in a drunken haze. And if I could remember everything about those days, I'm sure I'd stop saying I miss my days with baby Ray. Now did we have a time? Time I can't remember, 'cause I was barely in it. Now we're out of time, there's never enough time. I know it, 'cause I'm living every minute. Now baby Ray and me seem to have some enemies, I feel certain, that I never met. But I'm not good at names and I'm not good at faces when it comes to my days of baby Ray. I think I miss your laughing face days, us living in a drunken haze. And if I could remember everything about those days, I'm sure I'd stop saying I miss my days with baby Ray. Or some type of souvenir to help show me why I smile from ear to ear. There probably are a couple laying round here stinking like a stale can of beer. Hey, baby Ray, I think laughing face in the bad old days, us living in a purple haze. And if I could remember everything about those days, I'm sure I'd stop saying I miss my days with Baby Ray.